Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about this recurring charge that's being applied to my account. I did not sign up for it, and I told the other young lady who I just spoke with, when I signed up, it was just for a booster, a Wi-Fi booster. It was for $7.45, but I never clicked anything about recurrent. I never, they did not show me any of that when I signed up. I just clicked this item. I read everything. It wasn't even that much to read, actually, but I got charged for a recurrent fee, and here's the thing never did work, so I've never used it. And so you all didn't provide any services for me, so they say it's a $49 or something, $49.97 in January and in February. And then in March they went up to $56, and I threw the little booster thing away because it never did do anything. So I was like, oh, this is garbage, wasting my money. But then I started getting these charges, and so I'm just saying I definitely didn't sign up for this. You all haven't sent any services to me because I threw the little thing away, so I haven't received any whatever it is that you all are charging me for, which I don't even know what these fees are for, actually. Okay. I didn't get it.
Yes, ma'am. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. April Jackson. And it's 3702 Philip Meadows Court, Florissant, Missouri, 63034.
Thank you. So I do see here, it looks like this was back on January 3rd.
January 3rd, uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. You were charged $7.45, and it was the shipping for the Wi-Fi booster. And then you were charged the membership fee of $49.97, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. So basically,
yeah, I didn't see any of that, and I never saw an email to that. She said they sent emails. She said they sent $100 and something, like what you just said. I've never. You could look at my account. I didn't even know any of that. I didn't sign up for any of that. I've never signed up for like thing like this, because I'm not on the internet like that. I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
I just go on the internet like to pay my bills, and I go on there like to like if I want to just read the news, that kind of stuff. But I don't. So I just thought that this little Wi-Fi thing for $7.45. I thought, oh, that'll help me get better service. But but it didn't work. I threw it away, and so you all have never ever given me any kind of service for these amounts. Is all I'm saying. I'm on a fixed income, and I called Discover, and I told them I'm not getting this stuff. I don't even know what this is. And so when I signed up, it did not give me no thing saying, hey, you signed up for, you know, a whole program or something.
Okay. Well, have you disputed the charges?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was just asking if you disputed the charges.
I did.
Okay. So with you disputing, we wouldn't be able to get it refunded until having your bank on the line to hear that the dispute will be dropped in order for us to refund you.
Okay, so how do I file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau? What company name do I use? And give me the information.
Okay, let me get it pulled up.
Thank you.
Okay, so the name of the website, it's called The Best Consumer Gadget Club.
What are they saying they gave me by chance for this $49? What are they saying they gave me?
It was, so basically when you agreed, when you paid the shipping, when you paid the shipping for your Wi-Fi booster,
uh-huh.
It was a free gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card.
What
so
service?
That's
what I'm asking. What service is it?
That was the service, the $125 gift card.
So I
that
give y'all
was the, 50. The Wi-Fi
y'all
booster
give me
50 was a welcome
y'all give me
gift.
120.
Yes, ma'am, 125.
No, I didn't sign up for no foolishness like that. So you said who best consumer gadget club.
Mhm.
So can I get my credit card company on the phone?
You would have to call them already with what? Like you would have to call us.
I know,
them
but y'all
already on the
so
line.
So long to answer. So
yes, ma'am. But I wouldn't be able to hold, unfortunately.
I know they wouldn't either. So I identify this company. So don't go by Factory Direct Store.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's where the email would have been coming from, but the name of the website is Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And what's
.com.
The address?
The address. There is no address that I could give you because it's an online service.
Okay. And is there like a company's like identifying number or something like that?
Well, this is a customer support for the company. Even though we're a third party, I can give you the support email.
Okay. Give me that.
So it's support,
mm-hmm.
The at symbol,
at,
try,
uh-huh.
And the T-R-Y.
Okay, T-R-Y, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then D-I-R.
D-I-R.
E-C-T.
E-C-T, uh-huh.
And then discount.
Okay.
Products with an S as in Sam.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, so, so look, I want this to stop. Like, what do I need to do to make it like not get another charge? First of all,
it's already been canceled.
Okay,
but
and
as far as the refund, we would need the call from your bank first to verify there is no dispute, or to verify the dispute will be dropped in order for us to refund you.
Okay, so if my bank calls, they will. You all will cancel this $49.97, and it's $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how do I know, like, when I get the next person, they're going to agree to this? You know what I'm saying? I know you saying this right now.
Well,
but
it's already going to be documented what we spoke about, and this is standard protocol, so they are aware.
Okay, so you documenting the $49.97 will be refunded, the $49.97 and the $56.95, right?
Well, I can't really say how the conversation is going to go just because I'm not going to be on the call. But I was just saying that we would have to verify the dispute will be dropped in order to move forward.
Okay, but I'm saying, what are you documenting? That's what I'm saying. Are you documenting that this refund will be...
No, ma'am. I'm documenting that you would be calling back with your bank on the line to verify there is no dispute. And then so they'll be able to move forward with you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to file a formal complaint with the Better Business Bureau because I ain't got time for all this kind of stuff. I didn't sign. What are you all saying you're giving me for $49.97? Can you tell me that?
It was the $125 gift card, ma'am.
Ma'am, I never even got a gift card from y'all.
But it's emailed to you when you're charged. And I understand that you have may not received the email.
I did.
And again, it
you
has been canceled for any future charges. But without the call to verify there is no dispute,
okay.
That's the only way that we can get it refunded for you.
Do you and understand that you're working for a fraudulent company?
It's not fraud, ma'am. You would have to read. You didn't read the terms and
no,
conditions. That's
ma'am,
why you didn't
listen.
Understand.
So, wait a minute. Listen to what I'm saying. Before you become defensive, just listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, young lady. What I'm saying is this. What they show the customers, listen to what I'm saying. When you sign up for that $7.45 shipping, there was nothing that was shown to me. I did read it. There was nothing shown that there was going to be a continuous charge, a reoccurring charge, even an additional charge. They don't show that to the customers is what I'm saying you. That's why I'm saying it's fraudulent. Now, they may have it in their system once you sign up that, yeah, they click you onto that. They attach it to you. But, no, what I'm saying to you is what they show the customer It does not show that. That's all I'm simply saying, which would constitute like a bait and switch, like fraud. They didn't show that to me. Not just me. I'm sure they're doing this to tons of customers. They don't show that. There was nothing that said it would be a recurrent fee. I would never have signed up. I'm on a fixed income. I know I would never have signed up for it. So
yes,
what I'm
ma'am.
Saying is they don't show that.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand.
So if you could even document it, like if they anything like what's these, what are they, what are customers saying? Tell them that they're, it's, they don't show that it's fraud.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your help, young lady.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
have
calling
a good
customer
day.
Support. You have a great day.
Well, thanks, bye-bye.